Okay, go ahead and read some of the scriptures that I found last night, and also some of the differences between soul and spirit, and then we'll get into the prayer message, okay?
Emotion, feeling, and sensing.
These are all parts of the soul, okay, and the will, okay? Go ahead.
Quote, a sword will pierce through your own soul. Luke 2:35.
That's what the Lord told Mary when her son is being nailed to the cross. It would be like a sword piercing through her soul. Okay, then what?
Quote, all the people.
That's a feeling of the soul, okay? Right?
Yeah.
An emotion. This doesn't happen in the spirit, just in the soul. Okay, then what?
Quote, all the people were bitter in soul, 1 Samuel 36.
In soul, right? Bitter. Bitterness is a feeling. And they were bitter in their souls over something. A lot of people are bitter in their souls against the Word of God. They don't like what God says. Matter of fact, they don't like His words, so therefore they don't like God. If they hate what God says, then they hate God. Because God is the Word. Amen?
Amen.
So you have to be careful, you know, to not think that God is boring, because He'll yawn in your face too. Okay, then what?
Quote, his soul is bitter and vexed within her soul is bitter and vexed within her. Second Kings 4:27.
Right. Okay, keep going.
Quote, his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Judges 10:16.
Right, there's like anguish because of the misery that they were going through. In the book of Judges, 7 times the Jews fell away, and God, and when they cried out to God, He delivered them, sent a deliverer. One of them was Samson. Deborah was another. Okay, it's Samuel was the judge over Israel. Then what else?
Quote, how long will ye vex my soul? Job 19:2.
Right, that's the vexation is of the soul. And so we can't live a soulish life. We have to be in the spirit. Okay? Wherein you say, all things work together for good to those who what?
Love the Lord and are called according to His promise.
Right. According to His purposes. Oh, okay, then what?
Quote, my soul shall exalt in my God. Isaiah 61:10.
Yeah, your soul, if the spirit has grown over into the soul, then you, that feeling is there, you feel exalt, you'll exalt the Lord. Okay, then what?
Quote, gladden the soul of thy servant, Psalm 86:4.
The psalmist, David is praying that the Lord will gladden his soul, that it will not be vexed anymore. He wanted to have that feeling, to be happy again. Because he'd done something wrong. And the Lord caused him to not have gladness. Right?
Right.
Okay, then what else?
Quote, let your soul delight itself in fatness. Isaiah 55:2.
That's just a play on words. It doesn't mean that. That you are fat with the word of the Lord, the Spirit. Okay? I'm not going to... Because, you know, of any physical thing that people might have, allow them to think that God loves gluttons, okay? It is, He loves those that are gluttonous for His word and for the Spirit, okay? Then what?
Our soul is capable of loving, hating, desiring, and aspiring, feeling, and sensing. It is quite obvious that the soul of man contains in it the part known as will, also the part known as mind or intellect, and that part known as emotion.
Right.
Every human has a spirit, and because of this...
Now we're going on another subject. Every human being has a spirit, okay? Then what?
And because of this, every man has the three parts of the human spirit.
Right. It doesn't make any difference whether a man is regenerated or not. They still have the three different parts of the spirit. And you may say, well, I thought it was the third part of the spirit of a saved person is, you know, to worship God. Well, but an unsaved person worships the spirits, the evil spirits. Look at all the unsaved people. They worship anything that's other than the Word of God is of the devil. Baseball, football, basketball, dancing, ice skating, all the filth and corruption on television, everything other than the Lord is evil spirits. The evil spirits are detracting people to the world and the things of the world, okay? All is vanity. So beauty contests and things like that would be vanity, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so the Lord says, don't be vain. He said, put all your attention on the Lord, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You see him all involved in different phases of music. Oh, I don't like this kind of music. I like that kind of music. This kind of music, that. When I was in the music business, I used to like every kind of music because I'm there to sell. If you're in the fruit business, you don't just sell apples, right?
Right.
Or some other guys just selling bananas. If I'm in the fruit business and sell apples, bananas, grapes, all kinds of grapes, every kind of apple, every kind of orange, tangerines, everything, because I don't want to just have people come into my fruit cart or store to just buy bananas, because all the rest of the people are going to go to other stores and have the whole array. Right?
Right.
And so, but, you know, unsaved people, they have many things to worship. The difference between a saved person that has those three emotions in their spirit, which is conscience and also the ability to be able to perceive spiritual things and to worship God, is that they don't have life. They have those three elements in their spirit, but life of God is missing. They don't have immortal life, all right? So they say, we feel things. Yes, they do. We have a conscience. Their conscience may be ever so tender towards the things that they do. They may be getting convicted of different things. Unsaved people, I see them get convicted all the time. Oh, I'm so sorry that I didn't call you. I mean, I knew I was supposed to and all this kind of stuff. Or I knew I was doing wrong, even when I was a baby and the devil came and caused me to steal and lie. I knew I was doing wrong. My conscience was being convicted. I wasn't saved. But then I got involved in worshiping evil spirits. I was in the music business, records, and motion pictures, and all kinds of promotions, things of the world, like considering even doing promotions for. And I've done a lot of promotions for singers, Sonny and Cher. I did their promo, made them number one in the world, and many others. Beatles, and Best of the Beatles, and you name it, a whole bunch. But that wasn't serving the Lord. I was serving myself, and that's evil. We have to become selfless. So all the different things, you know, that people are going after food, they say they know the best place, or the best clothes, or the best shoes, and they know all that. I knew all that. I knew all the best of everything. I knew where the best clothes were, the best tailors, and I still do. The best everything, the best boots. Who makes the best boots? I had them made myself. I had them made for me. I hired all these people, the best rhinestone people, the best disc jockeys, the best artists in the world. I always hired the best of everything. We were putting in health studios, which we were the number one, the largest health spa chain in the world, which I was an executive vice president. I started out as an instructor and worked my way up to that, where I was in charge of sales. And I knew how to buy the best mirrors for the studios, the best rugs, the best, where to spend the money, where the best places to advertise on. And we had our own health studio equipment building company and our own health food protein company and vitamins and minerals and everything else. I know all that. It's all routine. It's boring to me. I don't like going through the same thing twice. I knew where to advertise my records, what's the best station that's in the country. People would love to know what I know in this world about, you know, all the best places and the best things. People that haven't lived very long, they don't know these things. They just read some advertisements and they got hyped on an advertisement. And it could be, you know, for Florsheim shoes. Oh, they just think, that's one of the cheapest shoes going. But they just think it's the greatest. Whatever is being advertised is what the people in the world think is the greatest. And it could be the cheapest bunch of garbage that you ever know. But whatever you're being hyped on in the world is vanity. But the best lipstick and makeup and hairspray and all this other garbage, it's endless. The best carpets, the lighting systems, motion pictures, singing groups or singers. Oh, they just idolize this one person. The person themselves know they're nothings. I mean, you hear testimony one right after the other. They didn't have a dime in their pocket and people are rushing them on the street for autographs and they're busted. And they know that they're corrupt. And they have no respect for anybody that worships them like that. I've been in the same boat as that. Okay, and then let's keep going.
The difference is that unregenerated men do not have life.
Yeah. So no matter what you know out there, and no matter how what kind of feelings you have or emotions, or even if you have a conscience and you have the ability to worship, but you're worshiping the devil. So the spirit still has the capacity to worship. And it has spiritual insight, too. You see these fortune tellers and stuff? They have a spiritual insight to a degree, a small amount, but they don't have any life. And if the life is not in them, they're not getting any big, profound, they're not getting anything. Because they're still dead in their sins and transgressions. So they think, oh yeah, we feel all these feelings that Christians do, so we're just as good as them. No, one thing's missing. Jesus. All you have is a bunch of attitudes. And you're going all kinds of different directions. But you don't have life. And you're yet dead in your sins and transgressions. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
They nevertheless possess these three functions. Conscience.
They still possess these three functions of the spirit, of their human spirit. Okay, go ahead.
Conscience, spiritual insight, and the ability to worship something. These worship evil spirits.
Yeah, the unsaved. Okay. Do you ever hear this from other preachers?
No.
Maybe it's because, I don't know. Okay, what else?
Some people manifest.
But we have to pray for other ministers, because even if these people you see preaching wrong, they're out there preaching the gospel, and we need to pray that they'll be, that the Holy Spirit will rain down upon them and get them out of this, just coming up with anything to say to people so that they can have a, you know, complete a one half hour or hour broadcast. That doesn't do it. It has to be life that is doing the preaching in you, that's being dispensed from you, not a head full of attitudes. Everybody got an attitude. When the Irish, when I was just a little kid, the Irish, saying, oh, me mither, and all this kind of stuff, and over in Killarney, and all this garbage. And everybody just thought it was great to be an Irishman. So they all dyed their hair red, and they walked around with green clothes on and all this, symbolic of the shamrock. And so they all got the Irish attitude. Then all of a sudden, you know, then the Italians started happening. So everybody wanted to be an Italian. And then the next one was the Jews. Of course, the whole motion picture industry was run by Jews. And Harry Cohn and the rest of them. And most of your motion picture stars were Jews. And then it goes to Italian, then all of a sudden now it's blacks. Everyone wants to have the black attitude. You know, and most of it that you see is like corrupt. Because the history of these people are that way going way back in the Bible is that they're the Sodomites. And they even got into cannibalism. They say, we need to know what our background is and all that. Well, okay, you were cannibals and Sodomites. You were offspring of the... And I used to tell the Muslim, black Muslims in prison that too. Because they were downgrading the Jews. Saying, I says, no, that isn't true. Let's face facts. If you want to get saved, and I had them so mad at me, an entire dormitory full of them were just crowded around me shouting and screaming, and I was shouting and screaming the scriptures right back to him. So what are you going to do with that scripture? Ham went into his father and had sexual relationships with his father. And then they call Africa the land of Ham. Okay? The Bible does. And the Lord told them to go in there and they were Canaanites because they lived in Canaan land. That was all Africa at one time. And God told them to go in there and kill them because they were so vile and evil. They're eating their own children, eating anyone that they could catch, human flesh. And they're into every sort of perversion. So, I mean, now the Lord says if you're afraid to preach this sort of thing, Jews are no better. I mean, because they got involved in the same thing. Not maybe cannibalism, but the Bible does say that he says he'll cause them to eat their own children. So all the different nationalities are sinners, and so we have to become part of the new nation. Amen?
Yeah.
We have to have life in us, because otherwise we're all dead in our sins and transgressions. Okay? You need life. You need to operate not with an attitude or the attitude of your mother and father, your sister and brother, or the way they live life, because they're wrong. God's right. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? I'm not going to live my life the way my family did. They were, to me, they were a bunch of drunks. And corrupt in many ways. So that's why I make it a purpose to be the exact opposite of them. I don't want to be weak, and I will not be weak. Okay, then what? And true born-again Christians, those that are regenerated, those that have life, they're not going to be weak either. All right, then go ahead.
Some people manifest these functions while others less.
Yeah, some people are more demonic, worship more evil spirits. They're just all over the place. When I was in New York, I manifested lots of them. I was in nightclubs every night. I was over here and doing this and that, over at somebody else's house, some hotel room, every place. I manifested it real strong. So some people manifest the worship of evil spirits more than others, and some people manifest the worship of God more than other people. Some people, I can be around millions of people calling themselves Christians, and I don't see them worshiping the Lord at all. As a matter of fact, I see them worshiping evil spirits. As much or more than even the people who are out in the world, because some people do have consciences, and some people have never really even sinned. Except they don't have life, and the sin that they do commit is they don't love the Lord God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. They don't love their neighbors. Some even love their neighbors more than themselves. Some unsaved people have attributes that are good. Good morals. Very strong morals. They've never fornicated. They've never committed adultery. Okay. Then what?
This doesn't imply that they are not dead in sins and transgressions.
No, they are dead in sins and their transgressions. Okay, then what?
The New Testament does not consider those having a sensitive conscience, keen intuition, or spiritual tendency and interest to be saved.
Huh?
The New Testament does not consider those having a sensitive conscience, keen intuition, or spiritual tendency and interest to be saved.
that they are saved, okay? That they even have any interest in being saved, or that they are saved. Because a lot of unsaved people have that, okay? Then what else?
Such people only prove to us that aside from the mind, emotion, and will of our soul, we also have a spirit.
So even people that are unsaved, they have a will, and it's their will not to be like the people out in the world. And yet they yearn to be, you know, have power, but they're doing it with their own will. I see people that have willpower to just go to karate lessons every day, to go to work out every day of their life. I had that will to do that. Strong will to be successful. And not let anything interfere with it. Anyone gets in my way, my will was to just have them removed or warn them. So people out in the world that are not saved have strong wills. And so my will, as strong as it was, to be proclaimed as the greatest promoter that ever lived, way bigger than Mike Todd and everybody else, matter of fact, more than the government or anyone, that had to turn around and totally ignore that type of desire or will and just serve the Lord. That's my will now, is to do what the will of the Father is. I don't have any will any longer to do the things I did before. Okay, then go ahead.
Before regeneration, the Spirit is separated from God's life. Only after salvation does the life of God and of the Holy Spirit dwell in our spirit. They then have been quickened to be instruments of the Holy Spirit.
Then people that are saved are quickened to be instruments of God, to be instruments used and led by the Holy Spirit. Then what?
We humans possess an independent spirit. This spirit is not man's mind.
It isn't the soul, it's the spirit. Okay, it's not man's mind or what?
It is in our spirit that God regenerates us, teaches us, and leads us into his rest, Sabbath.
Right. Okay. Now here's the, is this day six?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. This is like now, day six of the prayer messages of what to pray and how to pray. And how do you pray? How do you pray? With confidence. Amen?
Amen.
With faith. Amen?
Amen.
Boy, come on. Remember things. Okay, go ahead.
Day six, pray for the spirit of love in the church. Quote, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me.
Okay, so if the Lord's in us, and God is in him, then Christ and God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit are in us, right?
Yeah.
And reading the King James again, where it says Holy Ghost. God is not a ghost, he's the Spirit, okay? That can become habit forming. Take heed what you hear. Okay, then go ahead.
That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
In other words, God loves us as much as he loved Jesus. Yes, if Jesus with the Father by the Spirit is living in you. He says, I in them, and of course he says, and God is in Christ, and the Holy Spirit, he's the Holy Spirit, is in us. So he's putting us on the same level again here as him. That you love them as you love me. And God raised him up from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
So that means he'll raise us up from the dead as well. If you continue on in love, in the Holy Spirit. Love is the Lord doing his works in you, keeping the commandments. You can't keep the commandments unless the life is in you. Christ is the life, and God is the light in him. And he also, because of God in him, is the light of the world, and so are we. after he with the Father is in us. Okay, then what?
That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
So that he's saying he's in us. Okay? And that same love, the Spirit, we don't love. The more we try to love people, the more we're going to hate them. And especially if you don't like God's word and a person is delivering his word and doing what he says, you'll wind up hating them because all you're going by is your own attitude or the attitude of your mother and father or the attitude of something that you've read someplace, and that attitude is wrong because God is right and everybody else is wrong. Let every man be called a liar, but let God be called the truth. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
That was John 17, 22, 23, and 26. Believers are one in Christ as he is one with the Father. The love of God rests on them. Pray that the power of the Holy Spirit may so work this love in believers that the world may see and know God's love in them.
Right. So if you let Christ live and you die, a lot of people say, I just want to do good. The Lord says he didn't call you to do good or evil because it's impossible for a man to do good. He says all of our good deeds are like filthy rags. Amen?
Amen.
Or like a filthy menstruous cloth, it says in another place. And so, he called us to be instruments of his so that he, the real do-gooder. Paul said, all the works that I've done, he said, I did more works than all, but not I. It was Christ that did it in me. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to die out, surrender our life unto the Lord so that he can do good in us. Otherwise, he's going to have somebody or something happen to us if we don't do what he says. And he's come right out and told me what he'd do if I did certain things. Because he knows I'm going to take all the liberty that he allows me to have. And so therefore, and I'm just consciously serving him in the Spirit. Okay, then what?
Pray much for this.
We have to read the line before, pray much for this.
Pray that the power of the Holy Spirit may so work this love in believers that the world may see and know God's love in them.
Right. If there isn't the power of God upon believers and the love of God in them, then the world does not know the love of God. They can't. They will not be able to see God or know him. Because the Lord manifests himself to feed the world in human flesh. And any human flesh just starts going the other direction because of some attitude. Like everyone's head is just filled with these attitudes. I mean, everywhere you look, there's people just not having the same thoughts as the Lord. And the church has gone crazy. I mean, it's like a bunch of sheep just bumping into each other. People have seen visions of that many times in the church where they saw the Christians bumping into each other, falling all over each other, winding up going to hell because of their own attitude. And attitudes don't cut it. The Lord's word is what cuts it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
Pray as God's reminders.
Yeah, we have to... God loves it when we remind him about things. Okay, go ahead.
Quote, I have set watchmen upon thy walls.
Now this is proof that God wants you to remind him, these scriptures here. I set watchmen upon thy walls, okay, then like God has.
Which shall never hold their peace, day nor night.
They'll never hold their peace, the Lord. Lord, look at this problem that's down here. Look at this problem down here. Remind God all the time. Look, we want a revival. Lord, this person over here needs the Spirit. This person, Lord, is operating on their own attitude. Pour out the Spirit on them so that they don't have this evil attitude. They're actually hating the people that you sent to teach them the Word. They're actually hating the people that you led, sent to them, that led them to the Lord. And, Lord, pour out your Spirit on them, the Holy Spirit on them. They don't like you, Lord. Make them love you. Pour out the spirit of love upon them. Amen?
Amen.
Constant reminders. Okay, go ahead.
Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep no silence and give him no rest. Isaiah.
Don't give the Lord any rest. Amen?
Amen.
Be one of God's reminders. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
Remind him all the time about the things that he promises that he made. But he's going to say, are you keeping my command? Yes, Lord. He's going to check you out. And if you back down, then he knows you don't have faith. Okay, then what?
Study these words until your whole soul is filled with the consciousness.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear it again, those words.
I have set watchmen upon thy walls, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep no silence and give him no rest.
Okay.
I am appointed intercessor.
I'm an appointed intercessor. That's what you've been called for, is to intercede, to be a reminder of God, to God. Right?
Yeah.
If you're an intercessor, that's what you are, is a reminder to God. Amen?
Amen.
This is not putting it the way the Bible, but that's what it means. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Enter God's presence in that faith.
Yeah, then, I'm a reminder to you. I'm reminding you. Because you said, don't hold your peace. Don't let me you rest, Lord, until I see the evidence that this thing has come to pass. Okay, then what?
Study the world's need with this thought.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at the news, I'm always studying what the world is coming to over there, this battle over in Israel. People aborting their children. It's like worse than animals. Even most animals don't do stuff like that. People are committing adultery. Even penguins never commit adultery on each other. The weird thing is, they all look the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, you're so beautiful. You're more beautiful than that. No, you all look the same, right?
Right.
You're the most gorgeous penguin in the world, right? No, they just never. You can take them 1,000 miles away and they'll swim back and go right to that same mate. No one else. They don't commit adultery or fornication. Okay, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Penguins, I mean, people should be more like penguins, amen?
Yeah.
All right, then what?
It is my word to intercede.
It's my work, yeah. That's the job the Lord called you for, is to intercede. Not to, like you hear preachers say, ask, you're going to get things for yourself and all that. The gospel is not, or God never saved you to get things for yourself. If you just go ahead and do what the Lord says and not ask for anything for yourself, although you can, and you will, you'll be asking for the Lord to do all these different things. Then he'll add all things unto you. I just heard a preacher there say that Solomon never asked for any money and he loaded him down. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He had more money than anybody in the world. It's because you didn't ask for money, I'm going to make you the richest man around. Because you were interested only in the work of the Lord, that you may be a good testimony to the people of Israel and the world. Okay, then what?
The Holy Spirit will teach me for what and how.
Yeah, for what am I? What are you supposed to pray for and how to pray for it? How? How do you pray for it?
In faith.
In faith, yeah. Confidence, right? In faith. Then what?
Let it be an abiding consciousness.
Let it live inside your head. Have the mind of Christ. Don't have your head full of human or carnal attitudes. Put on the mind of Christ so that you have his attitude. So that everybody thinks the same way the Bible says. And everybody says the same thing. Or do you want us to be like a bunch of penguins, not penguins, like the Son of God, because the only one that's getting into the kingdom of heaven is the Son of God? If you're not part of the Son of God, if you're not part of that body, if you're not agreeing with everything the body does and the head says, then you're not part of the body. Your human attitude is going to cause you to go to hell. You ought to just make up your mind once and for all. You'll feel much better once you make your mind up. Like if there's somebody that has got this terrible attitude, and even if it is your husband or your wife, and they're not going to serve God, and they're going to try to pull you out of the church or do something, then you'll feel much better once you make your mind up to just let them go. You just, what I do is I just make up my mind, and I feel real good after that. I say, I've made up my mind to serve the Lord. I'm not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. I don't want to be married to some person that has their own attitude, that thinks that God is a liar and that they're the just because of their strong attitude that they're right. I don't care how strong their attitude is, they're wrong. The stronger their attitude is, the more wrong they are. And the more infuriating it is to see somebody that has never accomplished anything in their life and never will. And it comes from such unscrupulous backgrounds. To have attitudes, and strong ones at that, that totally go against the will of the Lord. Okay, then what?
My great life work, like Christ, is intercession. To pray for believers.
This is what you're supposed to be thinking. I mean, if you've got something else in your mind of a work to do, then you'll feel better once you make your mind up about that. That's the great work that the Lord has called you to do. Now, that doesn't mean leave your husband and your children, if you're a married woman. And that doesn't mean that for a man to stop supporting his wife and children and to earn the bread and to get the gospel out, to preach and teach. But you're also to pray, to intercede, to let the Lord tell you what to intercede with, and to have great faith and confidence that when He tells you that what to pray for, that is for sure the will of the Lord. And therefore you can pray with much confidence. And if your conscience is not convicting you, then you have you can have great boldness. As you're washing the blood, there's no sin on your soul. And with the blood causes you to have a clean conscience, in other words. Gives you a very clean conscience and great boldness to go before the Lord with your petitions in intercession for the things that the Lord is telling you that is needful for you to pray for, that He wants you to pray for. And you have great confidence because you know your spiritual insight and your prayer gives you the knowledge and the confidence to know that this prayer, because it is the prayer of the Son, and the Son is asking the Father, in your spirit too, combined with His, of that which the Lord's petition is, then you can say, this is your Son asking for this, Father. And you do not deny the Son. The Father doesn't deny the Son, and the Son doesn't deny the Father. And I am doing what you say, so I'm not denying your word. I'm not at odds with it. I'm not at war with you. I don't make war with you. But in the last days, there should be a great falling away, that means of the believers. And they become antichrist. A believer, one that was filled with the Spirit, that goes the other direction, is antichrist, which means against Christ. Anything against Christ is antichrist. If the Lord tells you to do something and you don't do it, you're antichrist. You're against Jesus. You're against God. He's God. Okay, then what?
My great life work, like Christ, is intercession. to pray for believers and those who do not yet know God.